Finding the source of low back pain can be a challenge, but is an MRI necessary? Here to talk about it is Dr. Sean Riley with Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, is an MRI the best course of action in this case?
Sure. It's a question that I'm actually getting more and more from my patients. Typically, physicians would recommend imaging, based on an exam or complaints. Patients, I feel like these days, are more educated and so forth. So, weekly I have patients say, well, do you think I need an MRI? Or let's get an MRI of my back or my neck. So I think patients, like I said, are educating themselves more. For this example, we'll talk about low back pain. I had a patient just the other day that asked me if we needed to get a MRI of his low back. And for the listeners out there, MRI is magnetic resonance imaging. It's a imaging technique similar to CT scans, obviously like X-ray. We're trying to determine, have a look at your anatomy to figure out what the problem is, how to diagnose the problem. There's really no downside to MRI besides a little bit of radiation. You are going to be on your back for probably 30 minutes or so. I've had a handful of patients with significant low back pain, and they just can't handle lying on a flat surface for an extended period of time. These days, there's closed MRIs, which, if you're claustrophobic, might be a little bit of an issue. And so technology has yielded more open type MRIs. So it's not as bearing on patients that have claustrophobic type tendencies. But the MRI, it's a tool to determine what type of problems are going on with plain film X-ray or just an X-ray that many of us had. It shows us what the bony structure looks like. In some cases, if there was a tumor or some type of lesion, it might indicate that. But for the most part, X-ray is going to be first line of diagnostic imaging that a physician would recommend. The problem with plain film X-ray, Scott, is that it doesn't really show us what the soft tissues look like. I'm sure your experience with athletics and athletes and so forth, and like many of the listeners, you hear about rotator cuff injuries, shoulder type injuries, maybe ACL injuries within the knee and so forth. MRI is a very common diagnostic tool to determine if there's injury to the shoulder or the knee, because it's going to show us what the soft tissue looks like. And when I talk about soft tissue, it could be a ligament, tendon, even potentially muscle. How that relates to the low back, what we're typically going to be looking for in a low back type case is a disc herniation. And we've spoken about that in the past. The disc is the spongy thing in between two vertebrae. And that disc could potentially, through injury or degeneration or wear and tear, could have a tendency to bulge or herniate, puts pressure on a nerve, and you may have some sciatica or some pain down into your leg. Also, if we're concerned about something very, very serious, let's say there's a history of cancer or so forth, it could show some form of metastatic disease in the bone. And those are kind of very progressive cases, obviously things that we're typically not going to deal with in this clinic. So yes, MRI is a very good diagnostic tool to help us determine what someone's problem is. They're relatively inexpensive compared to the cost years ago, but we're talking about like $1,000 test, and there's not a whole lot of downside besides a little bit of radiation and some time, and you might be a little bit uncomfortable on your back. However, I think that with the way healthcare is evolving, costs are being driven up. A lot of doctors and hospitals just utilize imaging, it's overutilized. There's too much imaging that's used. It's driving healthcare costs up. And I'm very careful with MRI because I obviously send a lot of my patients out, but my first line of defense is going to be a good exam. And typically with a thorough examination with orthopedic tests and neurological tests and range of motion and going through their history, it gives me an idea of what I may, what their problem might be. I think MRI is typically overused in chronic type of low back cases. Now, if there was an accident or an injury or something that was very sudden that happened, I think that's it's typically going to be a good option for a patient. But I think MRI is very overutilized in those chronic type of low back cases, because it's likely going to show some form of degenerative disc disease, maybe a slight disc herniation or bulge. some stenosis or narrowing. But from there, that kind of leads us into a whole nother, you know, gets us back into injections and maybe with surgeons when we possibly don't need those types of things. Point being is if we can, you know, examine a patient, determine they have chronic low back pain, start maybe, you know, advising of them of manipulation, exercise, activity modification, different types of things they can do, the response likely is much greater.
The team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab can help identify your source of pain and create a treatment program that will get you back to enjoying life. Call them today at 918-743-3737.